Sharira, Manasa, Divya, Vayase, Ye, Cha, Manushaha, Bhautikas, Cha, Katam, Klesha, Badhante, Hori, Samshayam, Sharira Manasa Divya Vayase Yecha Manushaha Bhautikas Chakatam Klesha Padhante Hari Sangshayam. Therefore, O Vidura, how can persons completely under the shelter of Lord Krishna in devotional service be put into miseries pertaining to the body, the mind, nature, and other men and living creatures? Purport. Every living entity within this material world is always afflicted by some kind of miseries pertaining either to the body, the mind, or natural disturbances. Distresses due to cold in winter and severe heat in summer always inflict miseries on the living entities in this material world. But one who has completely taken shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord in Krishna consciousness is in the transcendental stage. He is not disturbed by any miseries, either due to the body, the mind, or natural disturbances of summer and winter. He is transcendental to all these miseries.
Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Shakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Sri Chaitanya Manabhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadhati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Jata Pada Kamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raganatan Ditam Stam Sajivam Shadvaitam Shavadhutam Pradishana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Shahagana Lolita Sri Vishakan Vitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Dando Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate.
To the familiar threefold miseries, all too familiar.
And it's said that for a person who's completely taking shelter of Krishna, Hari Sangshaya, some means completely.
Hari Sangshaya, for a person completely in Krishna consciousness, these threefold miseries no longer exist. Tapatrayon Namulanam, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. The devotional service uproots the threefold miseries. The materialists are busy trying to cut down the threefold miseries. But as soon as they cut down one misery, another misery comes in its place. They cut down polio and they get tuberculosis. They cut down tuberculosis, they get cancer. They cut down cancer, they get AIDS. They cut down this, they get that. There's one problem or another problem. They cut down Congress, they get BJP. They cut down BJP, they get Congress. They'll always get some trouble from one side or another side. They cut it down and it grows again. So the... But tapatrayo unmulana. When some plant is uprooted, then it's finished. You cut it, it grows. But you uproot it, it's gone. So by karma, by gyan, by mystic powers, the materialists are trying to get free from suffering. Or even the spiritualists, they're trying to get free by impersonal liberation. That also doesn't work. But by devotional service, tapatraya unmurna, all of these miseries can be uprooted. By hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, by serving the pure devotees of Krishna. But for that, Hari Sangshaya, one has to take full shelter of Krishna. Jnana karmadya navritam. Not taking shelter of Krishna consciousness mixed with fruitive activities or mixed with mental speculation. Anya abhilashita shunyam. One has to make all other business zero. And anukulyena Krishna nushinam. One has to cultivate favorably Krishna consciousness. Bhakti yuktam. Pure devotional service. By pure devotional service, one becomes transcendental to these miseries of material existence. How Manu became free from these miseries is described in the previous verses. He simply filled up his life with Krishna consciousness. It's described about his capital. Parishmatim nama vipur yam nirvishya samavasa tasyam pravishto bhavanam tapatraya vinasha. The whole atmosphere of the palace of Manu is described as tapatraya vinasha. Vinashana means utterly extinguishes, finishes.
Just the atmosphere.
Because the atmosphere was filled with glorification of Krishna, service to Krishna. You enter some atmosphere and it simply creates misery, creates anxiety, creates distress, creates passion, creates ignorance. You walk into so many places. And they're full of misery and sources of misery. But here, not only not causing misery, but extinguishing misery. People are going to places to become happy, and those places themselves are sources of more misery. Yea, he some sparshaja poga dukayunet. They should advertise clubs, dukayoni club. You come to this place and it will be the source of all misery for you. Come on, drink, come on, smoke, come on, gamble, come on, chase women, come on, enjoy, come on, suffer.
That's the fact. They're building a grand civilization for suffering.
Yarantyamanta kontiya nate shuramate. It has no... it has a beginning, it has an end, and in the middle, it's miserable.
So an intelligent person doesn't take part in that kind of so-called happiness.
the cure is worse than the disease. The disease is that I'm miserable, and the cure is that I become more miserable. So the only actual cure for misery is Krishna consciousness.
Tapatrayam vinasham. Tapatrayam unmulam.
The miseries of material existence, because the miseries of material existence come from this body.
When we speak about the
miseries from the demigods, miseries from all other living entities,
they finally come back to miseries from the body and mind. Because if I didn't have the body and mind, the other living entities or the
natural disasters wouldn't affect me. So my problem is this body exists, embodied life, and this is going on birth after birth because of my forgetfulness of Krishna and my false identification with this body and with this mind, with mundane designations. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Brahmin, I'm this, I'm that.
So that one has to give up.
Muktir hitvanyata rupam sharupena vyavastati.
Real liberation. Liberation means liberation from these miseries.
Real liberation takes place when we give up these false designations, false misidentifications,
and identify ourselves in our real position, Swarup.
Jivar Swarupoi Krishnair Nitya Das. I'm Krishna's servant. That's all. So that service position,
just as the atmosphere of the nightclubs and the
brothels and the casinos
create one kind of atmosphere,
so the temple or the place where the deity of Krishna is worshipped or where devotional service to Krishna is performed creates a different kind of atmosphere, a revolutionary atmosphere of purity, of love of Krishna, of freedom from material anxiety, Vaikuntha atmosphere, atmosphere in which all living beings are seen as part and parcel of Krishna. This atmosphere is completely different. So Krishna consciousness, by the techniques Prabhupada mentioned, one of the purposes of ISKCON is to train people in the techniques of spiritual life so as to bring all living beings closer to one another and closer to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna.
So these are simple techniques
to avoid four sinful activities: intoxication, meat eating, gambling,
illicit sex, to chant Hare Krishna, to worship the deity of Krishna,
to associate with sadhus, pure devotees of Krishna, to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, hear and chant Srimad Bhagavatam, study Srimad Bhagavatam, and to live in the Vrindavan atmosphere. Either live in Vrindavan itself or make the place where one stays
as good as Vrindavan by pure devotional service. Well, how to do that is described by Srila Rupa Goswami.
He's expert in the science of devotional service. He was empowered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to explain the science.
So he explains how the
spontaneous devotees perform their devotional service
and how the beginning devotees, by following the regulative principles,
can engage in the same process of devotional service and gradually be elevated to the higher stages. So we're meant to be Rupanugas, to follow in the footsteps of Srila Rupa Goswami, follow the instructions of Srila Rupa Goswami through the Prabhupada system. And in this way, it's not simply by sentiment that these miseries will be chased away or uprooted by some happy thoughts. They have to be systematically pulled out. They have to be systematically uprooted by the scientific procedures of devotional service. It's not sentiment. There are approved methods, certified methods for becoming Krishna conscious. And if we follow those methods, then we'll see the result that very quickly anandam buddhibardhana, that one will become joyful, nishochati nakangshati, anyabhilashita. What is that? Bhavabhuta prasannatma, nishochati nakangshati. By coming to the genuine spiritual platform, one becomes freed from all lamentation and all hankering. The material life means I'm hankering for something and lamenting when I lose it or don't get it. But a Krishna conscious person, nishojati nakangshati, no hankering, no lamentation. He's only hankering for devotional service and lamenting that he can't do or isn't doing more service for Krishna. Samasarveshu bhuteshu. He sees all circumstances to be equal. Whether it's hot or it's cold or it's this or it's that, he goes on with his service. That what's the difference? It may be this way or that way. So my business is to serve Krishna. If it's hot, I'll serve Krishna. If it's cold, I'll serve Krishna. Anyway, I'm not this body. So what is it to me? And it's temporary. Now it's too hot. Later it'll be too cold. It comes and goes. Knowing that one is not this body, and not just knowing, but by absorption in devotional service. Otherwise, one may theoretically know I'm not this body,
but simply theoretical knowledge will not be sufficient. I'm theoretically not this body, therefore theoretically I'm not suffering,
but I am suffering. That won't do. But if one is fully absorbed in devotional service, then practically speaking, these miseries of material life can't touch him. Because he's absorbed. Just maybe you've had the experience that you're absorbed in some work,
and while doing that work, you may cut yourself. And then
when you finish the work, you see, oh, I've cut myself.
While absorbed in that work, you don't feel anything.
And later you say, oh, now I'm cut myself.
Because he's absorbed. So this is material life, but spiritually, one who's absorbed in the name, form, qualities,
pastimes, and glorification, service of Krishna. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smadhanam, Padasadam. Nine kinds of devotional service. Being absorbed, they're not feeling these miseries. They're busy enjoying some higher taste, just like the Goshamis. Outwardly, you can say they were suffering. They were circumambulating Govardhan Hill, doing so many dandavats in the hot sun or the cold winter. These people are suffering. They're not eating. They're skinny from starvation. They're suffering. They used to be nice, prosperous ministers, big men, and now they're suffering. But Premamritam Bodhi, they were swimming in the ocean of love of Krishna. Tatraka moha ka shoka ekatam anupashita. Where's the question of illusion or anxiety for a person who is fully absorbed in the devotion and service of the Lord? The Goshamis were so much absorbed in this business of Krishna consciousness, in the taste of Krishna consciousness, that where's the question of illusion, anxiety, suffering? It couldn't touch them. So the same thing in the life of Manu, although superficially the Goshamis were great renouncers of this material world, and Manu was a big king, Kshatriya, Grahastha, but they were both, or they were all absorbed in Krishna consciousness. So there was no question of anxiety, illusion, misery. They're simply absorbed in the atmosphere of the spiritual world. There's two more verses to the chapter. Maybe we'll read them briefly. Sabharya sapraja kaman ubhuje nya virodhataha sangiyamana. Oh, sorry, that's the follow-on verse from that verse. Yapishto munipi praha dharmanana vidan chuban Renam brana shamanam cha sarvabhuta hitasada. In reply to questions asked by certain sages, he, Swayambhuva Manu, out of compassion for all living entities, taught the diverse sacred duties of men in general and the different varnas and ashramas. We know that Manu is the author of Manu Sangita, which describes the different duties for the different human beings in different orders of life. So it seems some questions were put to him by sages about nana vidhan dharman, shubhan, auspicious duties for living entities. So sarvabhuta hita, for the benefit of all the living beings, because Manu is the father of mankind. The father naturally is concerned for the welfare of his offspring. So for their benefit, he described varnashramana, the varnashram dharma, which divides human society into four ashrams, four varnas. Varnashrama charvata purushena prapuman vishnu rajite panta nanyata toshakarana. This varnashram system is meant for the worship of Vishnu. Those who are beginners may not be able to engage in spontaneous, ecstatic devotional service, they may not even be able to seriously engage in the regulative principles of devotional life. But at least they can begin by following this system of four social orders and four spiritual orders. So this varnashram is the, and even those who are following the, or who are engaged in higher principles, they can base their life on this favorable social system. The varnashram creates the basic social atmosphere favorable to Krishna consciousness. And then you can build on that. You can build on that. Rather than starting with a nonsense mixed up chaotic social arrangement, arrange everything sensibly with Krishna as the object of all activities, and then go on from there, go on from there. Sri Ramananda Roy, when asked about the purpose of life, cited this Varnashram Dharma. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that's all right, but you have to go further than this. This is external. The Varnashram is external, but this external Varnashram system creates a situation favorable to the internal life of Krishna consciousness. So for the benefit of everyone, Manu described the duties of varnashram. Etanta arirajasya manos charitam adbhutam varnitam varvarani varnaniyasya tadapatyodayam shunu. I have spoken to you of the wonderful character of Swayambhuva Manu, the original king, whose reputation is worthy of description. Please hear as I speak of the flourishing of his daughter, Devahuti. Thus ends the Bhakti-vedanta purports of the third canto, 22nd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Marriage of Kardam Muni and Devahuti.
Any questions? And pujaris, that means Brahmin. So you'd have to ask him what he means by the point. Preacher, of course, he may act in any way for the spreading of Krishna consciousness, but ultimately it's brahminical activity. He's preaching. Preaching means brahminical life. I'm not sure what he means. Devotees, all devotees are above varnashram.
But they follow the principles of Rahasham anyway. So like Pujaris, if they're married, then they follow the principles of married life. If they're brahmacharis, they follow the principles of brahmachari life. And puja means brahminical work. So they're in varnashram, but actually they're in another world. Pujaris are in another world. They're not in this material world. Similarly, the preachers, they may follow some, just like brahmachari, not that because I'm a preacher, it doesn't matter, I'm brahmachari, but I mix with women, I do so many things that a brahmachari doesn't do. Or sannyasi, I'm a preacher, so I do all sorts of things which are contrary to the regulative principles. No. Then your preaching becomes effective. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned sannyasira alpachidra sarvaloke gai. If in the character or the activities of a sannyasi, if there's some little thing, everyone talks about it. Everyone starts yip-yapping about it. Because it stands out like a dark spot on a white cloth. On a bright white cloth, if there's some black spot, it stands out. So if there's some discrepancy in the regulative life of a sannyasi, everyone will talk about it. And then his preaching is finished. No one will take him seriously. Oh, that Maharaj, yeah, the one with the girlfriend, right, sure. And then he'll come around and people will give him less respect than a ordinary grahastha who's following, at least, the duties of his ashram. So, but actually sannyas means he's given up this all material connections. So he's absorbed in thinking of Krishna. Chidandi means body, mind, and words are supposed to be completely dedicated to Krishna. So dedicated to Krishna means you're transcendental to varna, ashram, everything. But still, even the liberated souls follow the regulative principles according to the varna ashram system. For further illumination of what was intended, you'd have to ask Vidyapurna Maharaj. Yes?
The animal soul says that those pujaris directly worship the deities. They leave their own go to the Maha Vrindavan. They go directly to the Maha Vrindavan. But the others, they go to the
he should know. He's expert in the geography. At least he'll go to the directly to Goloka Vrindavan. Anything else? Okay. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. Glorious to Shri Krishna.